So you're really wanting to raise the profile of domestic abuse, particularly amongst male victims, and encouraging them to get in touch with you to report it. Why have you decided to highlight this as a particular issue?
The important thing to realise about crimes such as domestic abuse and violence is that they don't respect any gender, they don't respect sexuality. And it's about making sure that anyone who is a victim of abuse or violence has the confidence to come forward. Police forces have done a really good job in recent years giving women the confidence to come forward. However, when it comes to male victims, there is a massive gap between the number of male victims, as reported in the crime survey for England and Wales, and the number that actually report. So there's around 34% of men will be victims of domestic violence, according to the crime survey. But in Kent, only 8% of all the crime reports we've got come from men. So there's a big issue that we need to address, which is raising awareness and giving those male victims the same confidence that we're starting to see women have to come forward and report.
A big difference in the figures there. Why do you think it is that men don't come forward?
I think there's a wider societal issue at play here, which means that men don't have the same confidence as women do at the moment in that they'll be believed, where you have national television programmes making light of the issue, so that men feel that if they phone up and ask to report an act of violence or abuse or controlling behaviour, that they won't be believed. And I think that police forces do need to do more to give men that same victims that say they will be believed and action will be taken.
Do you think maybe embarrassment might be a factor as well?
And that's part of the problem too. I think you're absolutely right. It's almost a stigma of a man not wanting to admit that perhaps they've been abused or have been a victim of violence. And we need to really address that so that we can make sure that justice is achieved.
And do you think some people perhaps don't realise that they're in an abusive relationship as well?
Some crimes such as coercion and control can happen without the victim's knowledge to begin with. So the intense scrutiny of mobile phones and messages and not seeing friends as much and the way in which those individuals are treated. We need to raise awareness of some of these other issues, coercion and control, stalking and harassment, all offences that have been introduced in recent years, because they can have a very damaging psychological impact upon the victim's mental health, whether they are a man or a woman.
So what sort of reassurance can you give to men today that their case will be dealt with just the same as if a woman got in touch with you?
My role as PCC is to hold Kent Police and the Chief Constable to account for the delivery of services. I've made a priority that we tackle abuse, violence and exploitation. I've signed up as a White Ribbon Ambassador to challenge male perpetrators of domestic abuse so that we stop more women becoming victims. But it's also about challenging the perception and raising awareness of the issue within the force itself. So the reason why I ask these questions about the number of male victims is to really shine a light on the issue so that people are aware of it and so an action can be taken. I think the key message is that you don't have to suffer in silence anymore. Policing has very much changed and become victim focused. They are much more aware of the individual challenges that people face, but also the very damaging psychological impact that abuse can have on both men and women. So I'm confident that men and women can have the confidence to come forward and report, but I will always continue to challenge the force where I feel it's appropriate to make sure that those victims get the service that they need and deserve.